This is the Sue Freeze Show, talking about life, relationships, and achieving.
Do you wonder why you have to feel the things that hurt you? If there's a God who loves you, where is he now? Would you dare to believe that you still have a reason to sing? Cause the pain that you've been feeling, it can't compare to the joy that's coming. So hold on, you gotta wait for the light. Press on and just fight the good fight. Cause the pain that you've been feeling, it's just the dark before the morning.
Here's your host, Sue Freeze.
Here I am, and here you are, and I'm so glad that you tuned in to listen today. It's a wonderful day out, and I'm just so thankful and so blessed. Just blessed. I'm blessed to have my legs. How about you? I'm blessed to just have my health. Some of you might not be that blessed. Some of you might have health issues right now. Your heart might be hurting. You might have things that are just causing you to be down. And in this time, you know, during this season, it's the toughest time at all. There are more suicides during the holidays than any other time. And I just have to wonder, wow, you know, it's so sad. And what can we do to fix that? Is there anything we can do to help those that are lonely? Is there anything that you personally can do to reach out to somebody and just let them know that they're loved? You know, that's what we're called to do. We're called to reach out and touch those people that are around us. And you know, sometimes it could be your next door neighbor. It could be somebody just right down the street. And it's up to us to have our eyes open, our ears open, and make ourselves available to listen to those that are hurting. And look with our eyes. We have two eyes to look for opportunities to show God's grace and show God's love. And that's what we're to do, especially during the holidays, because we know there's a lot of hurting people and they hurt more. And you know, a lot of that has to do with just being lonely. They're lonely, so make them not lonely. If you know somebody that doesn't have someplace to go, invite them in. Invite them in. Give them a warm place, a warm meal. Wouldn't that be wonderful? You know, Ecola delivered 50 turkeys for Thanksgiving. And I have to tell you, I felt so blessed to be part of that. Because these less fortunate families, these families with all these children and no turkey, and I was able to hand them out. And I have to tell you, I was more blessed than those families that received those turkeys. I can guarantee you that. So you are listening to the Sue Freeze Show, and we have a wonderful guest on today, and you might be prompted. Your heart might start pounding, or you might be prompted to where you want to make a phone call and you want to call and talk to us. And you know, I drive in every Saturday so that you can do just that. It's not a pre-record. This is a live show. And what that means is there's an opportunity for you to share this show, to be a part of it more than just listening, but you can actually be a part of it by talking and asking a question. Because you know what? I have found in my many years that questions that we have, we might think they're silly questions, but there's probably somebody else that's just afraid to ask, and you had the bravery and the courage to ask that question. So the phone number is 888-995-5552, and I'm giving you the number before there's anything said, because I just want you to write it down so that you have it handy when the Lord prompts you to make a phone call and talk to us live on the Sue Freeze Show. It's 888-995-5552. Now, another thing I want to let you know is that there is a Sue Freeze, spelt like fries, one word, .com webpage. And on this page, there are many things that you can look at and do. And one of them is podcasts. It means that if there's a show that you listen to and you know that there's somebody that needs to hear what you heard, but you can't get a hold of them or it's not convenient, then that's okay. You can rest, take a breath. All you need to do is let them know about the Sue Freeze, spelt like fries, one word, .com page, and let them know that every week there is the date, there's the guest, and a lot of the times the topic that we discuss. So you can share these podcasts with other people other than just right here, right now. So I want to let you know that. We are also simulcasted. This radio show is now it's amazing to me. But now the show is in Santa Barbara, Santa Maria, and San Diego on different stations. So people that are not in this area can also look up Sue Free Show and find the show in those local areas. And it's areas where Ecola goes, and Ecola sponsors the show. And I'm so thankful for Ecola Termite and Pest Management Services, because they do they're the ones that pay for me to be on this show. So it's awesome that that happens. Anyway, so here we go. Today I have a guest by the name of Jack Over. And Jack joined the Jesus Film Project, a ministry of Campus Crusade for Christ International, 12 years ago as full-time missionary, boy, I can speak, after 30 years in sales and marketing for consumer product manufacturers. Jack's current position with the Jesus Film is Southwest Region Manager for Development. So you go everywhere my show goes. That's pretty
absolutely
cool. Jack is married to Linda, who is also a missionary with the Jesus Film Project. And I'm sure she's listening, isn't she, Jack?
Yes, she is.
They've been married 42 years. That is amazing. I love hearing that. I just love that. You know, there's something about marriage. It's so amazing. You also have two daughters and six grandsons.
Yes, ma'am.
So you had two daughters, and now you've got all grandsons.
All grandsons.
Jack and Linda live in Mission Viejo. He had to drive all the way up here to be with us today, and thank you for making that drive, and it was a long drive.
My pleasure.
And I'm so glad you're here. Ministry travel has taken them to China, Ethiopia, Israel, Jordan, Mexico, Nigeria, Russia, and Tanzania the last 12 years. Jack told me, he does not consider his ministry responsibilities a job, but rather a passion, in bold letters, to help fulfill the Great Commission. And we know what the Great Commission is in Matthew 28:19-20, is what we were talking about earlier, right?
That's right. Yes.
It's about reaching out and helping people find the Lord and understand who he is and how he loves us. Yes?
Amen.
Amen. So, thank you, Jack, for coming.
My pleasure to be here, Sue.
Oh, you're much calmer already.
Yes, I am.
Yes. Now that you've calmed down because you had to drive and find the place and
We can tell them I got lost.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. You know, we all get lost once in a while. So please share with our audience why, after 30 years in a career of sales and marketing, you left and became a missionary with the Jesus Film Project. Jeremiah 29:11-13.
Yes, God has a plan for us as believers.
Yes, he does.
And the optimum phrase in there is, if you seek me with all your heart and mind and soul. And after 30 years in sales and marketing, a few situations came up, and I left the company I was with and kind of floundered around for a while. I was one of those guys that was an A personality. I had to be in control. Always thought I was in control. I didn't need God unless I couldn't figure it out, and then I would go and talk to God.
Mm-hmm.
So I was at best maybe a carnal Christian.
Uh-huh.
And through those years, God was always working with me and bringing me to a closer relationship with him. And that's what I love about knowing Christ as our personal Lord and Savior. And that is that he loves us and he desires a relationship with us. So I didn't realize that until many years later. I was about 45 or 46, and God just revealed himself to me through a variety of circumstances. And my wife was working at the Jesus Film as administrative assistant to the director of development. And she would come home and tell me all these wonderful stories that were being reported from the field about how the Jesus Film was, which is the Gospel of Luke on film. It's 99% accurate and descriptive of the life of Christ as shared in the Gospel of Luke. And she would come home and share all these stories with me. And I said, oh, that's great for you, but, you know, I love the Lord. And then one day she told me, I think I want to become a missionary. And
how many years in of marriage?
Oh, at that point, 40 years. No, excuse me, 30. About 30 years.
30 years. And there was no talk or discussion about becoming missionaries before that?
Not really, no. I could tell that her heart was really changing for understanding the mission field, which, you know, we had gone down to L.A. and done some relief work and mm-hmm. things like that. But I never, I you know, the furthest I had been out of the country at that point was to Mexico and as a little child to Canada.
Mm-hmm.
So I really mm-hmm. didn't see a lot of the world.
So listening to what you just said, mm-hmm. there were a lot of events that happened that led up to you leaving your sales and marketing
Correct.
Background. And during those times, those were hard times, I'm sure. Because
they were very difficult.
There was a lot of, I don't know the story, but I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of people listening that have similar stories. And I mm-hmm. hear, you know, for every door that closes, the window is opened. And I see that over and over again, that that happens. And that gives people hope that are listening that might have a door closed and they mm-hmm. have no idea what's in store for them. And God knows.
Absolutely.
God knows. We don't know, but God knows what's happening. And, you know, He wants us to look to Him mm-hmm. and pursue Him. And when we do that, He will make that path clear. He'll make it to where we understand. Is that what happened to you? Was it real clear?
No, it was not.
Okay.
No.
What happened?
Well, you know, God often works in our life, and we are always, you know, praying to Him to kind of guide us and direct us. And God always answers, but He doesn't always answer in the time frame that we wish.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So we actually had to move out of our home for about 5 years because I made very good salary in the sales and marketing area and had a have a beautiful home, but I couldn't afford to live there anymore. And we tried to sell it, and all we got was offers to lease the home.
Mm-hmm.
And the value of that home had risen dramatically from that point to about 10 years till about now, and then it dropped, obviously, like everybody else's.
Yeah, we're all experiencing that.
Yeah.
Any homeowner is experiencing the same thing.
Exactly.
Yes.
But we moved out, moved into a very small condo, two-bedroom. Our daughter, our youngest daughter, was still at home going to college. And she had a Bible study that she was involved in at, I guess I can say, Saddleback Church.
Yes, you can.
And one day, we had just about ran out of funds at this point in our life. And this is how God works. He brought two of the young girls that were in her Bible study. She had been sharing with them about our situation. And I opened the door, and here's a young girl with a turkey that must have weighed 30 pounds. It was about Thanksgiving time, actually, if I remember correctly.
It's a wonderful thing, those turkeys.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
You know.
And a 40-pound bag of rice. And all, mm-hmm. it was just, we had about $43 to our name at that point. We had cashed in everything we had. And we were actually going to have to tell our landlord at that time we didn't think we could make the payment.
Right.
But out of that prayer group that she was in, Bible study group, I not only got a job, but the gentleman that offered me the job paid me 2 months in advance.
Oh.
And I didn't ask for that.
Isn't that something?
Yeah. So that I began to see God working in ways that I had never experienced before.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, it just drew me to Him. And I believe God uses circumstances to draw people to Himself.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I believe that too. Please tell our audience the history of the Jesus film.
Yeah, that's a great story. It started in 1951. It was started by Bill and Vonette Bright mm-hmm. at the campus of UCLA. And the desire of Bill and Vonette Bright was that student leaders would come to know the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. And so they started on UCLA. And today, 30 years. That's Jesus film. That's 30 years. 50-some years later. Campus Crusade for Christ is now in virtually every country of the world. We have about 30 different ministries under the Campus Crusade. We have about 26,000 full-time staff missionaries around the world. In addition, over 200,000 volunteers that work with us. So it's one of the largest ministries, evangelistic ministries, in history.
You know, I can remember going to college, and there was a teacher, and, you know, just the impact of teachers is so crucial to the growth at any age. And I just am going to give a shout out to teachers right now
mm-hmm.
because they're underpaid, they're underappreciated, and they are so needed, and they mold our future, our children.
Yes.
And I can remember certain incidences with me personally where I had a teacher in my college that made a comment about, well, of course, there's no one in here that hasn't, been with someone. Of course that, it was like, and I looked up and I went, oh my goodness, because I felt like I was abnormal at that time. And it just really shook me up. And I just remember that so strongly that when my children were growing up, I wanted to make sure that they did have a strong foundation so that they wouldn't be shook
yes.
when there is a teacher that doesn't really understand her words and understand the impact of their words on the future. So teachers, man, you can't do it. You're just amazing. Amazing, amazing, amazing. And keep up yeah. the good work. But do realize your words. Your words have so much power as a teacher that you need to really guard your words and make sure that they're encouraging and building our children up. So I just wanted to say that because I think that I have a lot of teachers that are listening. I know that. So I want to let them know. Yeah.
Well, let me tell you about one of those 30-some-odd ministries that are part of Campus Crusade, and that's the Jesus Film Project. And the Jesus Film Project was, again, the idea of mass evangelism through a film based on the truth of the Bible. And through about 5 years of research and history, it was decided that the film would be based on the Gospel of Luke. Again, this was Bill Bright's idea. Bill passed away several years ago, but he was just a brilliant man and full of the love of the Lord, and the Lord used him and Vonette in many, many ways. So that film became a realization in 1979. It was produced by Warner Brothers, and it was at the time the most accurate depiction of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And the film opened in about 2,000 theaters around the United States in 79. And it, to be frank, it bombed. It just was not
Received well.
Mm-hmm. Not because of any reason other than the world doesn't necessarily want to talk about Jesus. The world will talk about God. It may not be the God we all believe in,
uh-huh.
but they do not want to talk about Christ. So our ministries outside of the United States heard about this film, and they started asking us, the Campus Crusade Ministry asked us if we could translate this film, into languages that they could use it as an evangelistic tool to share the gospel of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how it all started. And today, we have about 1,153 languages, and there's languages being translated virtually every day.
That is amazing.
Yeah,
that is so amazing, and what a wonderful tool to get the word out.
It is.
And it's not just words on a page.
No.
But you can, put yourself in the story. You can actually become part of the story, and that impacts us so much more. I think visual has such an impact. You can listen and you can read, but when you can listen and read, you're getting double dose.
Right.
So it's a wonderful tool to have.
Well, and the power of the film is the Word of God. And God's word does not go out and come back void. So that's, people can see the actual life of Christ depicted on film. And because it is the word of God, it has power.
Absolutely. You are listening to the Sue Free Show on our flagship station, 99.5 KKLA. And we're talking to Jack Over, who has joined the Jesus Film Project Ministry of Campus Crusade for Christ, and he is running the whole southern area of this, how do you say this, Southwest Region Manager for Development of the Jesus Film. So this film was made how long ago?
1979.
And we're still
using it today.
Okay. Now, you gave me a film when you came to my office, and that film, which one was that I was, the movie that I was watching, was it?
That was the Jesus film.
It was.
That was the Jesus
film. Listen, I just have to say something here. It saddens me, Christian films, on the most part, just because of, we're supposed to give our best for the Lord. We're supposed to always do our best, give the highest quality, do our best, strive for excellence with everything that we do. And I just really, really long for Christian films to, if they need more money, to make them produce better or whatnot. I just think that it's almost, sometimes people kind of laugh about it as, you know, it's just not to the high caliber. I'm going to say that this film that I looked at, this Jesus film that we're talking about right now, was amazing. It was like, it was amazing. It was like everything was right. Everything was wonderful. And I was like, I was astonished because of what I've experienced with a lot of Christian films that are out right now. And we do need to get this message out. We need to get it out. The movie that I just watched, Courageous, wonderful movie. Any man, any boy, any wife, anyone should watch this movie, especially right now. Give it as a gift. You know, it's a great movie. Go see it because it has a great message. But this Jesus film, I mean, I watched it and it was like, you could just see that the caliber and the quality of the film. Was it redone or it was done like that in 79?
We've brought more depiction of, color and into our newer films.
It's beautiful. It's wonderful. And it's just so real life. It's mm-hmm. just, it's amazing. It yeah. really is. I recommend it highly. I think that we should buy it for gifts for everybody on our Christmas list, and then those neighbors or whoever, that it's a great evangelistic tool, isn't it?
It's probably considered one of the most evangelistic tools.
Yeah. That's right.
Ever been made.
So what is your responsibility as the Southwest Region Manager for Development? What is it exactly that you do?
Well, what I do, Sue, is I have the opportunity to go out and meet with individuals that may have a heart to help us continue with the development and production of the Jesus Film Project. And that means that we still have many languages yet to be translated. And, in fact, there remains 865 languages that we are aware of currently that either have not been transcribed into any written transcript, nor have they been written or transcribed. They then cannot be used in the Jesus film because obviously we have to record it in their language, their specific language. So one of the opportunities I have is to share that specific need that we still have 860 some languages, and we meet with people that have a heart for the Lord, that have a relationship with the Lord, and have the heart of a missionary. And some people can't become missionaries and go out in the field. Some people can give. Some people can pray. We all have different gifts and abilities. So that's what I do. But there are many, many objectives that we have as the Jesus Film Project. It's not just translating the film. Of course, that's the number one objective. But the objectives are even longer than that. There's a need for new DVDs to be produced. We're constantly being asked for production of DVDs so the films can be shown in whatever media technology is available in the area. You know, we started out showing this film in 16-millimeter projectors, the kind we used to go to as kids into uh-huh. the movie theaters.
I remember that, believe it or yeah. not. I remember that.
Yeah.
Yes.
And in fact, we have virtually owned every IKEA, I believe, is the name of the company that we virtually purchased all ours from.
Uh-huh.
And but they don't make those anymore. That company's not around. So now we're doing it with DVDs and VCDs in Asia, and you know, various the VHS is no longer
right.
You know, a format that's used. So we have that. We have film teams that are going all over the international world, showing the film into villages. We've done the easy part. We've gone to the easiest areas to show the film. We've translated the easiest languages, and now we're on the verge of trying to complete all the translations that remain.
Mm-hmm.
There's another 250-plus that have only 50,000 speakers and less. Now, the Jesus film has 27 speaking parts in the film, but how are we going to get people to speak that if there's very few people that speak like that? So what we're going to do is do it with one person speaking and just basically
changing
transcribe
their voice.
Well, they may do that. I don't know. I
But they at least could.
That's
getting,
a good idea, though.
Yeah, yeah, and there's people that do that.
Sure, sure.
I do the little honey voice for my commercials on E. cola sometimes.
I haven't noticed that.
Yeah. Anyway, so kidding. It's kind of fun to do that. I am amazed at how many languages. I had no idea there were so many languages. And you said, how many languages is it already?
1,153.
And you're saying there's over 865 languages that you're still...
They have 50,000 and more speakers. And then the remaining 250 that are on our radar have 50,000 and less.
That's amazing. I didn't know there was that many languages.
Well, there's actually more languages. But,
wow.
But
I'm like,
those are the ones where you want to complete by 2025.
Even if somebody watched this in silent mode, they're going to get mm-hmm. the story.
Yes, they would.
Without the words, even though the Lord's words are there and they need to go inside of us. Watching the movie and just seeing it visually has to have an impact, I would think, you know?
Well, how are we doing?
You're fine.
I'm fine. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to share one story with you.
Okay.
My wife, Linda, and I, along with several other of our staff and ministry partners, went to Ethiopia
mm-hmm.
in 2007. And we were able to come alongside our staff to help show the Gamo translation to the Gamo people. And this was in the southern part of Ethiopia, way up in the hills. Took us almost 2 days to get up to the top of where we had to go. Broke a truck getting there. And these people had never seen a film. They didn't know who Christ was for the most part. And when they watched the film in their own native tongue, the emotions were unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Now, your listeners can go to our website and watch that film, as well as 800 other translations that are available on our website.
We will have all that information on the Sue Freeze, spelt like fries, one word, .com. If you go on there, you'll be able to get all this information, because I'll have it posted within 3 days of today's show. You can go ahead and mention the website.
Sure. It's www.jesusfilm, no spaces, lowercase, .org.
Very good. Yeah. And that information will be... See, that's one reason why this show exists, is to get information out there to help people. And I feel so blessed to be part of that. So we're going to have to go to break in about a minute. But so you will have to come back after the break and continue on with the next question. But I'm going to ask the question now. Please explain to our audience what the purpose and goals are of the Jesus Film Project. We've talked about it a little bit, but you have some scriptures listed here.
Well, the goal is to give everyone one chance to hear about Jesus in their own language. And Matthew 28, 19 and 20 talks about when Christ was ascending, getting ready to ascend into heaven, he was talking to his disciples, and he said, you know, go out and share the...
Okay, hang on. We'll be back with more of that. We'll be back with more of the Sue Freeze Show on our flagship station, 99.5 KKLA.
They're called the stealth bugs of the insect world, termites, every homeowner's nightmare. But a lot of KKLA listeners don't lose a moment of sleep over termites because of E. cola Termite and Pest Control. They are California's leading ecological alternative termite control company. You see, E. cola gets rid of termites by using family-friendly, poison-free alternatives like Electrogun that seeks out and eliminates the little rascals, microwave process for small areas, and their new E. cola Heat using clean, hot air for entire walls. No embarrassing circus tent over your home. No poison gas, no bagging your food, or moving out for a couple of days. E. cola Termite and Pest Control gets rid of termites effectively and quickly. So, call E. cola at 800-332-BUGS, 800-332-BUGS. E. cola, powerful termite and pest control as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 800-332-BUGS. This is the Sue Freeze Show.
So we're back again, and I had to cut Jack short right before the break because I have to go on break right at the right time because we are simulcasted. So the question I had asked was, what is the purpose and goals of the Jesus Film Project? and you had some scriptures in Matthew that you wanted to read.
Yeah, I'd be happy to read it.
I love scriptures. My listeners, they say they love to have the scriptures. It helps them. So, of course it does. So read those for us, would you?
Great. Matthew 28:19-20. And it says, "Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." So that commandment is not just to those disciples, those 12 disciples and other disciples that he had following him at that time, but it's to every believer. Now, each of us have different gifts. So some of us can be evangelists like yourself and myself. Others can be praying for those that go out and do that. I mean, we're all commanded to share the knowledge of the Lord with anyone and everyone that the Lord brings to us. And there's nothing more exciting than to do that, because it's not about me getting any glory. It's all about God getting the glory.
Amen.
And it's about those that God is calling to. If no one tells them, they're not going to hear it, or they're not going to. You know, sometimes we can be the only Bible that a person would ever pick up and read. Not going to read us, but we can witness to them and share with them. And we don't do the work. It's the Holy Spirit that does it on their heart. We're just planters. We plant the knowledge and the seed, correct?
Yes.
And then there's another verse that kind of is the conclusion of the great commandment. And this is what where my heart really jumps out of my body, so to speak.
Okay. What is it?
It's Matthew 24:14. Let me read that as well. And it says, "And this gospel of the kingdom," which is the gospel of Christ, "will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come." And the end that will come is the second coming of Christ. So that is, in a few verses, the goal and desire of the Jesus film, that everyone has an opportunity to hear about Christ. And we're not the only ones, the only ministry that's doing that. We work as part of the body of Christ. And that's the beauty of what I get to do and my wife Linda gets to do and all the others that are on staff. And it's like I said, it's a passion. This is not a job.
Right.
I had 30 years of a job.
Yes.
And this is, I guess, I'm not retired, but I can't think of anything better to do than to do this if I was retired.
And in your marriage, you have a like ministry, to where you are ministering together. You
Absolutely.
Have something where you have a common goal. You both are on the same page, going the same direction. And that must be very fulfilling.
It is.
In your relationship.
If we don't have, I'll speak to those that are married, and I would encourage them to have God at the center of their marriage. If they don't, God can't use any of us.
Right.
And we need. And it doesn't mean everything is going to be perfect. You're not still going to have little discussions occasionally.
Little discussions?
Well, or big discussions. I've had a few of those,
you
too,
have to
right,
have
Linda?
Those discussions, though. If you don't have those discussions, you can't move. You can't do anything, right? You have to have those discussions.
Yeah. So I encourage those that are believers to really put God first in their marriage.
Amen to that. And you said that the goal is to get the Lord, the words, the story of Jesus to these people. By getting that story and getting the Lord's words and everything, it's to give people hope.
Absolutely.
Right?
There's no better hope.
This hopeless world. I mean, there's so many things that come at us that are negative. There's so many things that's like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Especially right now, there's so many things happening, you know, with the unemployment rate and the housing market, like you mentioned earlier. I mean, everything is looking so doomsville, but it's really not. But we have to put our hope where it belongs.
Well, you're absolutely right, Sue. God is our only hope in Christ. God is in control. We're not. So all these things that are occurring ever since Christ left, you know, this earth to go back to be with the Father is occurring because Christ is going to come back and take his church out. Not out, that's probably, that sounds
right,
a little, but
right.
You know, take his church
home.
We
know what you mean.
Yeah, but God's in control, and what's a challenge for any of us is we can try to know God's plan as best we can through his word, but every little nuance we don't necessarily know. But we can look at what's occurring, you know, right now and say, well, I don't particularly like it, or I'm fine with it, or whatever the situation is, but we do know for a fact that God is in control.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to keep our eyes on Jesus and keep our hearts on him, and he will guide us through everything.
So this goes into this next question about why would someone be interested in learning about the Jesus Film Project?
Well, if you have a heart for the Lord, and you, like all of us, may have friends and family that are not accepted Christ as their Lord and Savior, don't really necessarily understand what that all means, the Jesus Film is a great tool to open the doors to discussion and opportunities and it's a free gift. You know, they can go to our website again and purchase them there. And what a great time of the year to give the message of Christ. That's what, you know, this is all about at Christmas, is Christ was born and came into this world to die for our sins, because we can't do anything to be relieved of sin other than accept Christ. So I encourage anyone out there that has loved ones or friends that are not believers, going back to Matthew 28 again, you know, we're all called to share. First Peter 3:15, I believe, you know, be ready to defend the hope that you have in Christ. And that's as a believer should be our number one objective with our family and friends that are not saved. So I encourage your audience to go, you know, on our website, there's numbers you can call, and get a film and share it, like you said earlier in the beginning of the program.
Right.
So that's why I would think, that's why I know that the Jesus Film can be a tremendous tool to help all of us share the Lord.
So if you're interested in this, there's going to be information on the SueFree, spelt like fries.com website with the podcast, and it's going to give all of the information as far as the website. In case you're driving and you can't write something down right now, just remember SueFree, spelt like fries, oneword.com. Go on there, and you'll be able to get the information. And this film, I watched it, and I have to tell you, it was done very high quality, very well done. I mean, I've just not seen anything along this realm that's been done as well. And so I highly recommend it. So tell our audience, why did you come on the SueFree show today? What was the reason?
Well, basically because you invited me.
Okay.
Well, how
did that happen? How did I find you and what happened? I mean,
it's pretty interesting,
yes,
actually.
Well, let's talk about
We befriended each other on Facebook.
Yes.
And I wanted to meet you.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, part of my job is to pick up the phone and call people to see if they have an interest in the Jesus Film.
Right.
And so I did that. And you were gracious enough to call me back, which I was really surprised.
Because you were.
Because not often, somebody will either not return my call or they'll have an assistant or someone. But you called me.
Yes.
And I was pleasantly surprised.
Well, thank you.
So we set up an appointment about a month or so ago, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, and you came to my office.
I came to your office, and you were still recovering from your accident.
Was I in a wheelchair or crutches or what
you
was I
You were semi-both.
Yeah. And I am now walking.
Yes, I noticed.
Yay,
that's
hallelujah.
Wonderful.
Yes, it is wonderful. It is.
So I was sharing with you about the Jesus Film. You got excited about it, and she said, you have one. Well, you know, how can an evangelist not have a Jesus film with them?
Gee, let me check.
So I had one, and we viewed it for a little bit.
Yeah.
I think it, even got you more excited.
Oh, it did. Yeah. And I was amazed. And so I purchased enough to pass them out to my employees and family members. So employees, if you're listening, or family members, if you're listening, you can expect one in your stocking or your whatever. So
there you go.
And, you know, as a business owner, we have to be careful, which is sad. It's sad that we have to be careful, but we do have to be careful. But my employees know where I stand and where I am, and it's a gift from my heart. So they accept it as that. I don't push God on people, but I let people know that I'm there. My door's open, and if they need prayer, I'm there to pray with them. I'm there to walk through any troubles that they might have. You know, we're called to be a blessing. You know, and I say on my my cell phone, when you text or you email or whatever, I have a little saying at the bottom which says, you know, make yourself a blessing to someone today. And I truly mean that. You know, it's like, it doesn't take much, does it? It doesn't much to be a blessing to someone today. It could be as simple as a smile. It could be as simple as a hug. You know, it's just really not that difficult to be a blessing to someone. But you have to be aware of what's going on around you. And, you know, I walk into my church and I'll say, God, where do you want me to sit? And it's amazing where he sits me and what happens during that time. I mean, I can't even tell you the things that have happened just by me sitting somewhere other than where I would normally sit. I've had to sit in a certain place now because of my crutches and whatnot. It's just, I have to have easy in and easy out. So, but even then, it's amazing. And that's a whole nother story.
Those are divine appointments.
They are. And, you know, I say that coincidence is when God decides to stay anonymous. I love that. I just think that's so perfect because it's so true, isn't it? Mm-hmm. And, so we were in the office and you showed me the film and I ended up getting it. And then here you are on the show.
Yeah,
so,
it's pretty exciting.
Yeah, it is.
Appreciate that.
So what I want you to read, if you can, you're going to have to flip there, but you mentioned at the very beginning of the show, Jeremiah 29:11-13, because I want to talk about that a little more.
Yeah, I'd be happy to.
Okay, so go ahead and read that.
Okay, verse 11, Jeremiah 29. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. That's kind of like your whole theme behind your show.
Mm-hmm.
And then verse 12 says, then you will call upon me and go and pray to me and I will listen to you. So God always hears our prayers. He doesn't necessarily answer them in our time schedule, but I guarantee you that he answers them. So what better hope is there in this world as it exists today than the hope of Jesus Christ? And sometimes sharing the Lord will not be easy, particularly with family members or close friends.
Yeah, they say Jesus wasn't accepted in his own town.
Exactly.
Same reason.
But one thing that I encourage your listeners to know is that it's not our words that are being spoken. It's the Holy Spirit speaking through us. We're just a vessel to be used by God to take the message that he desires us to understand and to accept and to develop a relationship with him. And the outcome is pretty darn good. You get to spend eternity with our Lord.
We have about 10 minutes. So if you're listening right now and you want to call in, I'd love to hear a testimony or a story of when you have shared the Lord with somebody and what the outcome was. We would love to hear those stories. Yes. And if you have any, we'll be standing by for the call. 888-995-5552. Again, 888-995-5552, because we'd love to hear your stories because they're wonderful. Jack, do you have any stories that you'd like to share with us about when you've been in a position where you could share, or your wife was in a position when you're traveling or whatnot?
Sure.
I'd love to hear some of the. I'm putting you on the spot. You know, we didn't talk about this ahead of time. So, but it's wonderful to have those stories.
Yes. Well, I can remember not that long ago, and this is, you asked about travel.
Mm-hmm.
We were in an airport. I can't tell you what the airport was. I don't remember.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, but there was a young man that was seated at in the airport terminal, ready for a flight, and he happened to be going on the same flight we were going on, and we had struck up a conversation in the line to security a little bit. And he was pretty, had an arrogant attitude, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
But I just felt the Lord was saying, go share Christ with him. So I did that.
So you went and shared the Lord with an arrogant guy.
Yeah, well he wasn't really a whole lot different than me. But the Lord just put it on my heart to do that. Uh-huh. And
how did you go about doing that? Because some people feel really uncomfortable, yeah. And you have to look for that opening, and sometimes you have to make that opening.
Well, you have to make your own opening sometimes.
Okay, so what did you do? How did you make that opening?
Well, I walked up to him, and I just, you know, we had already talked a little bit, so uh-huh. That there was a facial acknowledgement.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And I said, well, I'm Jack Over, and I'm with the Jesus Film Project, and I'd just like to talk to you about it a little bit. So I shared a little bit about the film, and I said, have you ever accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? And he said, nah, I don't know, you know, kind of mumbled some things. Well, Campus Crusade has trained us in how to share the gospel, and one of the tools we use is the four spiritual laws. So I always carry one with me, and in fact, I have one right here.
So read it.
Oh, would you like me to read it?
I would love that.
Okay.
I absolutely would love that. I'd like to have that.
You can have it.
It's called, really? Oh, absolutely. My gosh, that's so great.
Have you heard of the four spiritual laws?
Okay.
Just as there are physical laws that govern the physical universe, so there are spiritual laws that govern our relationship with God. Law number one, God loves you and offers a wonderful plan for your life. And we just read about that in Jeremiah.
Mm-hmm.
Then it goes on to say, God's love. God so loved the world that he gave his only and one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. And that's John 3:16. God's plan, and this is Christ speaking, I came that I might have life and might have it abundantly, that it might be full and meaningful. That's John 10:10. So why is it that most people are not experiencing the abundant life that God offers?
That's a good question.
It is a good question.
Do you have an answer?
Because we're sinful and we want to be in control ourselves. I'm speaking of myself. I was that way for many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to come to a point in your life where you realize there is no hope but except in Christ. And so the world now is all about self. And when we can die to ourself and give control of our life over to Christ, that control, you don't give up anything. You gain everything. You gain eternal life, you gain relationship with Christ, you gain the ability to speak to him, to dialogue with him, to understand the words that he left behind in the Bible. I can remember reading the Bible, it made absolutely no sense to me. But when I accepted Christ, these words came alive.
Mm-hmm.
And I still read it today. I read passages that I've read over and over again, and every time, I'm going to get excited here, every time I read this, these words of God,
you get something
new.
It
speaks to me in some new way.
Yeah, it's like the onion peeling it back one at a time.
It's a living document.
Living document, living word. And you gave John 3:16, which is on the bottom of the In-N-Out cup.
Right.
And then you gave John 10:10. Mm-hmm. And that's where you stopped. So.
Okay, all right. Well, and this is you're a great lead in.
I am?
Yeah.
I'm usually the one that's going on rabbit trails all the
time.
No,
you're
so
doing
that's
great.
Very good. We have some people on the air too, so let's hurry up with that.
Law 2. Man is sinful and separated from God.
Okay.
Therefore he cannot know and experience God's love and plan for his life. And that comes from Romans 3:23.
Okay. I'm writing that down. Romans 3:23. Okay, and you said four laws.
Yeah. Okay. Second law.
Oh, second.
Third law.
Okay.
Jesus Christ is God's only provision for man's sin. Through him, you can know and experience God's love and plan for your life. And that comes from Romans 5:8.
Okay.
You want to go to four?
You know what? Let's take Chad. He's in CME, and he witnessed to his friend.
Oh, wonderful.
Chad, are you on the air?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Chad.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Do I know you?
No, you don't. But,
okay, because we're in Simi Valley, so that's where I live too. Anyway, so tell us a story real quick.
Well, my friend Chad, I grew up with him since first grade all the way through high school.
Uh-huh.
He was addicted to drugs. He got addicted to drugs in high school. And I was an alcoholic at the time. But after I gave my life to the Lord on January 19th, 2009, I was able to meet up with him. I found him. He was living on the street. And I shared the gospel with him and just shared with him that Christ died, rose again on the third day according to the scriptures. Mm-hmm. And that he needs to give his life to him. And he then got saved, and he's actually going to be the best man at my wedding in April.
Oh, I've got chills. That's so great. Chad, thank you for sharing that. So where do you guys go to church?
We go to church at a little church called Blessed Hope.
Blessed Hope. You know, I was just at a Christian. I was at a Christmas concert last night, and I sat next to a very elderly lady who goes to Blessed Hope. I didn't get her name, but when we got done, we hardly even spoke. But at the end, she says, "I just need to give you a hug," and I just thought that was the most wonderful thing ever because I needed that hug. How did she know I needed that hug?
Oh, praise the Lord!
Chad, thank you so much for sharing, and congratulations on the new wedding.
Oh, thank you very much.
Okay, bye bye. Okay, so go on with the...
Okay, law four.
Okay.
We must individually receive Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. Then we can know and experience God's love and plan for our lives. And that receiving Christ is in John 1:12.
John 1:12.
And it says, as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name. We can become heirs to Christ.
Right.
We can
ambassadors.
The blessings of that are actually I was at a Bible study this morning. Hopefully Bill, you're out there listening, Pastor Bill.
Hi, Pastor Bill.
And he was sharing Galatians, okay, let me find it here. Here we go. Galatians 4. Yes, 4. Verse 4 through 6, or through 7. Is it
go
okay
ahead.
If I read that?
Please, I love scriptures. Okay.
But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. Therefore, you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. That's the gospel right there. It's also proof of the Trinity.
Awesome.
So, thank you, Pastor Bill. That was...
Yes, thank you, Pastor Bill. I want to say hi to my mother-in-law, Pat. She's my biggest fan. She listens every single week, and I just am so thankful to have her as my mother-in-law. And she's like my second mom, and my mom's in heaven. And so this is the only mom I know now, the only mom that I have here on this earth to give me hugs and to tell me that she loves me. So I love you, Mom. And Kathy is, I want to say hi to her, and I've never done this before. And the reason I'm saying hi to her is she's a girl I grew up with and first grade on.
Wow.
And she was across the street neighbor. And we never talked about the Lord. We didn't have the Lord. We didn't know anything about any of that. And now here we are so much older, so much older, so much older. And our only conversation is through Facebook, if you can believe that. But she listens almost every week. And she's the biggest encourager. And growing up, there was a lot of things that happened and whatnot. And now to have her, not face-to-face, but just with her words. Kathy, I just want to say thank you. Thank you so much for being such an encourager. I love you. And that's all I can remember about that. So I'm going to go on because I'm getting emotional. I don't like getting emotional on the radio too much. Although, you know what? Too often we stay in our heads and we don't get into our hearts. And I think that our hearts is where we need to be because, you know, that causes change. We can stay in our head and we can always evaluate things. In business, you know, I'll say this. In business, you identify problems. You know, you have a problem and I always say it's an opportunity for improvement because it is. Any problem is an opportunity for improvement. So we have to look at life like that too, is when you have something happening, there's a reason why that's happening. We don't always have all the answers, but God does. That's what Jack said, and that's what the Bible says, is that God knows the answer, and God is working a good thing in us, And are we teachable? Are we going to allow the Lord to work inside of us? Are we going to, are we going to keep control and think we got everything handled? Or are we going to give it over and say, God, my body, my heart, my soul is yours. Do what you want with me. And if we do that, he will do
yes.
what he needs to do in us. And I'm going to encourage all of you to ask the Lord into your heart if you haven't yet. And you know, it's really simple. It's a really simple thing to do. All you have to do is just say, Lord, I want you to be the love of my life. I want to follow you. Show me how to do that, Lord, and I will do it. We don't have to change before we accept the Lord. We don't have to change what we're doing. Nothing. He'll accept you right here, right now.
Amen.
And it's so nice to know that he'll love us now. So ask him into your heart. And you know what? If you're on the other end, look for an opportunity to be a blessing, especially during this holiday season. There are people hurting. There's people that need you, and you might be the only person that can touch them. Do that. Please do it for yourself. Do it for the Lord. Do it for that person, and do it for me. God bless you all. Love you. Until next week, have a blessed day and be a blessing. Thank you.
The Sue Free Show is sponsored by E. coli Termite and Pest Control Services. It's that time of the year when bugs multiply like crazy and they start looking for a home, your home. Ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, and a lot of other creepy crawly critters, even rats and other varmints. It's time to call E. coli Termite and Pest Control Services. They offer complete ecological pest control of rodents and insects. E. coli has one-time services, ongoing monthly services, their most popular and economical every other month service, and even quarterly service for occasional pest problems. E. coli keeps rats and mice out and eliminates insects in their nests. It's the most effective way. And their termite control is legendary. So call E. coli today for a free estimate of complete pest and termite control at 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS. E. coli, powerful termite and pest control services as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 800-332-BUGS.